We've been talking about frequency distributions and how you make them, how you start with tables and then develop pictures, either bar graphs or histograms or frequency polygons. Generally, what we're doing with histograms is talking about or frequency distributions in general, is talking about the pattern of scores or the pattern that exists in the data that we collected and across our individual subjects or participants. And what we're trying to be, what we're trying to find out is how these scores on our instruments are distributed in the population at large. So in a sense, a frequency distribution is our basic or first attempt to develop a descriptive statistics. Descriptive statistics. So we're looking at the position of the scores in our sample, theoretically then in our population, on the variable that we're measuring or the variable that we're studying. So last time we talked about the position of individual scores on that variable, and now we're going to move into a second descriptive statistic, which we call a measure of central tendency, and that is a way to describe or discuss the center position. That is, in some sense, where does the distribution itself fit in what is its position on the variable, and in particular, what is how can we describe that position maybe with a single number? Well, in terms of central tendency, there really are three different measures that are used in this context. One, and the one we'll talk the most about, is the mean. A second is called the median. And the third measure that we'll discuss is called the mode. And they sort of go in that order in terms of mathematical sophistication and in terms of the frequency of use in statistics. So the mean is by far the most sophisticated and most usable measure. The mode is the simplest, but also the least often used. Now, which one of these measures of central tendency we use depends really on two things. First, it depends on the scale that our measurement was made from. So last time we talked about nominal, ordinal, interval, and ratio scale. Well, once you decide your scale, that to some extent determines what measure of central tendency you're going to use. And the second determinant is the shape of the distribution. So you'll see as we go along that if we have a symmetrical distribution, we'll tend to make one decision. If we have a very skewed distribution, we tend maybe to make a different decision in terms of central tendency.